Hey everybody, today I watched 7, part 8, which starts at minute marker 49 and ends at 56. This, of course, is the film by David Fincher and starring Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, and Gwyneth Paltrow. So where we left off is the squad rolling out to investigate their new suspect based on the fingerprints that they found in Mr. Gould's office. Eli Gould. Mr. Eli Gould's office. As they're on their way, Mills and Somerset are talking about if they've used their weapons on the job. Somerset says he's never taken a bullet, and he's only taken his gun out 3 times with intent to use it, but never actually fired it. Mills, however, has taken a shot. He's pulled his gun once, and he took a shot once, and he tells a story about them going after a junkie, and one of his colleagues was shot. And now wait, he said his fellow officer got shot in the arm, and then he says somebody died. Now I thought he was saying that the other officer died. That wouldn't make sense for being shot in the arm, right? I think he was talking about the junkie, that his shot killed the junkie. So, and he couldn't remember anybody's names. So it's kind of fitting that I can't really remember anything of importance about that story. That's probably a pretty important difference. That if his coworker died or if the junkie died, who he shot, that's probably the case. Probably the case. So they're on the scene, and I should know the name of the guy they're going after. Oh, Victor, that's it. The note from this, one of the X-ray pieces of trivia for this segment, during this raid with the SWAT team, the music is a reference to Cape Fear, which I actually have not seen, and I'm not going to see it until it plays in a theater near me, because I feel like that's the proper way to see any movie, really, especially a movie that's such a well-regarded classic. Is it a well-regarded classic? It might just be one of those two things, or maybe neither of those two things. I'm not necessarily sure. Also, the head of the SWAT team is played by John C. McGinley. Oh my gosh, the head of the SWAT team is played by John C. McGinley, who you may know from Scrubs, or maybe Office Space, or maybe even from Ground Floor, which I think you should check out. It's really funny. You've got Rory Scoville on there, and John C. McGinley, and a few other guys as well. And girls, of course. Of course, also some girls. It's a very funny show, and I believe it's in its second season, maybe, soon. When does that start? I'm going to look it up here real quick. I have some other sidetracked business to talk about in a little bit, but I'll get to that. I'll get to that for sure. Ground Floor TV show. We've got that. Apparently it was canceled. And, okay. So it was canceled almost exactly a year ago. And I did not know that. But there were 2 seasons of it. And at least Rory Scoville has made an appearance on Undateable a couple of times, I think, which is another show produced by Bill Lawrence, who's the co-creator of Ground Floor. Anyway, let's get, Skylar Astin. That's the main guy who's in Pitch Perfect. Okay, that's where else I've seen him. All right. Okay, let's get back to 7. So the SWAT team investigating, clearing out room by room. It might be important. It's apartment 306. Does that number mean anything? Maybe. Or it just had to be in an apartment, and so that's the location they found. Mills comments, or which one of them said this? That the SWAT team just loves this stuff. They love it. They see hundreds of air fresheners, had to be hundreds of them, hanging on the ceiling as they enter the bedroom. And there's a body in the bed covered in sheets. And it seems like they've been dead for ages. And on the wall is written sloth. They come across a stack of photos. And I don't think there are photos of every single day, but there is a bunch of them. And the beginning of the stack, he looks like a normal human, healthy, non-deteriorated. And it's dated approximately a year ago. And then Victor gasps for air. Gasps. Freaking everyone out. Very zombie-like. It's like, how is their life left in this crumbling shell of a body? It's obvious at this point that whoever the killer is, they're just playing games with them. They've been planning this for a long, long time. And I don't think we lingered on it too much, but we see it that the man's hand has been cut off. So that's how the fingerprints were made able to be happened. What? So as Somerset and Will Mills are hanging out, they're just hanging out outside of the crime scene. A photographer takes their picture, and Mills flips out. He has a great line here, but I'm not going to repeat it because it has an F word in it. It has a few F words in it, actually. During this exchange, both work. The photographer says, "I'm surprised you can spell." And Somerset explains how reporters get their info because they pay police to get the info, and they pay well. Now, at this point in the X-ray notes, a fact came up, piece of trivia came up, that Brad Pitt owns the rights to Infernal Affairs, which is, one of my favorite movies of all time, and I didn't know that. I figured it was Scorsese that had the rights to it because he's the one who directed the movie, right? No, it's Brad Pitt, and he was a producer on The Departed. The Departed is the U.S. remake of Infernal Affairs, a Hong Kong film. I highly recommend Infernal Affairs. It is so awesome. And I should watch that again really soon. But yeah, check it out. Infernal Affairs, really great. So we go to the hospital. Doctor confirms that it's been about a year that this person has been immobile. Victor, that's his name. His brain is mush. And he would die of shock right here if you shined a flashlight into his eyes. And we're left with that going into into section 9 of the film. Join me next time. Tweet me at jkyer and visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time.